Hachette Audio presents When a Duchess Says I Do, written by Grace Burrows, read by James Langton. Dedicated to those who speak up. Chapter 1. The rabbit's heaving sides testified to a battle lost, a soul surrendering to death. Duncan Wentworth remained amid the trees, studying the creature where it lay at the edge of the clearing, a strip of thin leather noosed around a furry back foot. The little beast had been caught on a game run between Brightwell's home woods and the river, where sunny banks were still green with the last of the fall grass. The rabbit twitched at a disturbance from the direction of the village, though the snare made flight impossible. Even struggling against captivity might result in a permanent injury, so delicate were the creature's bones. A stout, bare-headed fellow in rough garb emerged into the clearing.
"Now aren't you a fine fat coney?" the man muttered. "Just the right size to fill up a good wife's stew-pot."
A poacher, the bane of every English landowner, and not a poacher on the verge of starvation.
"I told Geoffrey the bunnies love their clover, didn't I?"
he went on.
"Too bad for you, little varmint."
He knelt by the rabbit, a serious length of knife gleaming in his hand.
"Say your prayers, stupid beast, for you've had your last meal. Off to market with you, or my name's not Herman Treacher."
Duncan stepped into the clearing. "A moment, if you please, Mr. Treacher." Treacher heaved to his feet, the knife held before his ample gut.
"You're on private property, sir, and sneaking up on an armed man is never smart."
He was faster than he looked, and he clearly knew to watch Duncan's hands. A career thug, then, rather than a countryman supplementing his means through crime. Duncan took up a lean against the nearest sapling, an oak, struggling to find sunlight amid the mature specimens. The rabbit had been too desperate for nourishment to sense a trap. Tomorrow, a hound or a fox might put an end to such an unwary creature. Nevertheless, these were Duncan's woods. He'd sought their tranquillity as an antidote to months of posturing among London's good society. That Treacher would foil Duncan's plan was the last straw.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?